Daddy Stop Talking. And other things my kids want but won't be getting. Read by the author, Adam Carolla.
Introduction, the culture of dad shaming. I'll get right out of the gate with an apology / explanation. I know that before I had kids, I made a lot of proclamations that I'd never become one of those celebrity blowhards who has kids and can't stop talking about them and then goes off and writes a children's book. I'm looking at you, Jamie Lee Curtis, Paul McCartney, and Madonna. Or even worse than a children's book, a parenting book. But as you'll soon read and understand, raising kids is basically a problem you throw money at. Well, I have twins, so I need twice as much money to throw at the problem. Thus, this book. Please don't loan it to a friend. Make them buy their own goddamn book. In fact, if you could plan a Nazi-esque book burning when you're done with this copy, so that it can't be passed around, I'd really appreciate it. This book will be full of the tales of misery that is parenting as a modern male. The days of father knows best is long gone. It's no longer good enough just to be the breadwinner and the disciplinarian. Dads today are expected to be earners, handymen, spider killers, like we always were, but now all the mommy bloggers have demanded that we're also diaper changers, meal makers, and field trip chaperones, too. Unlike other celebrity parenting books, this one won't be an excuse for me to use my kids to talk about how great a dad and human being I am with false humility. I can't stand that bullshit when famous folks use their kids as human shields to get windy about how grounded they are. That's just a way of being a blowhard by saying you're not a blowhard. I can't stand when actors sit down with Billy Bush and say, "When I come home after I leave the set, all I see is a 5-year-old who wants to wrestle with daddy. He doesn't know that I'm such a superstar that I've had people taking my picture all day." They're basically just saying, he doesn't know how great I am. I'm also not going to tell you how I learn from my kids. Fuck that. I'm the grown-up. They, and subsequently you, as you read this, are learning from me. I've got no beef with her as an actress, but when Amy Adams won her Oscar, she did one of those actressy things that drives me insane. She thanked everyone, co-stars, agents, managers, etc. Then at the end, she thanked her obnoxiously named child, Aviana, a name that I'm pretty sure she took from the sparkling water she was drinking on the set. This kid, by her own admission, was not old enough to understand what mommy was saying. So why did she thank her? Because the little tyke had taught her how to embrace joy and let go of fear. Her daughter was 3. The only thing she taught her was how to have a Guatemalan chick take care of her while mama was on the set all day. The only thing my kids have taught me is that twins are super expensive and have no fucking gratitude. I hate the parent-shaming crap that is so pervasive today. It's like the guy who announces his wife is his best friend. He doesn't mean it. He just does it to make the rest of us look like assholes. Speaking of parents, and this is what you guys love about the audiobook. This morning, this very morning, that's right, we're recording on a Saturday. It's me and Matt, the Porcelain Punisher.
What up, boss?
Because that's what daddy has to do when he works every day of the week. He must set aside weekends to record his audiobook. My daughter had her friend sleep over last night. My wife has to spend the entire day in bumfuck watching my son run slowly in a circle for his track meet. So, Sonny and Mama are out early. Daddy is a little bit hungover and woke up late. At a certain point, about 10 a.m., when Daddy is sitting in his office checking his emails, my daughter, who when you hear this, won't be 9 yet. I know that sounded like retarded math, and it was. I just figured it out in my head. She is almost 9. She is big, and I'm pretty sure she could kick Matt's ass. Matt, I'm sorry.
Hey, man, the truth hurts, but it's the truth.
But she's a scrapper. Her friend is no flyweight either. Her friend could be older than her. And they're the age and the size of girls and boys, children, when I was a young person.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?